If you have a story, a book, or an idea that you think could make a good movie or a good TV show, I want you to listen closely. I'm Steve Harrison, and you're about to hear from my friend Nat Mundell. Nat has been in Hollywood for more than a decade, and he's put together a brand new program for authors called Sell Your Book to Hollywood. He and his team members have worked on a lot of major movies that you've probably heard of, movies like The Blind Side, Hunger Games, Book of Eli, Secretariat, The Bone Collector, Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants, and countless TV shows and reality shows. And Nat, tell me what the marketplace is today for self-published, even unpublished authors when it comes to taking their story to screen.
It's an exciting time for, you know, self-published authors and authors that don't have representation or that may have very kind of specific or you know, call it small stories or stories that you wouldn't normally expect Hollywood to be interested in. And here's why. The market has really changed. There are thousands of cable channels. There is digital distribution online, and now there is actually digital distribution in theaters, which is really fascinating. And audiences are really clamoring for content that caters to their exclusive passions and interests.
Well, now, you know, I know a lot of authors dream of seeing their book become a movie, but most never do anything to try to make it happen. That's a big mistake.
It's a huge mistake. Most people think that, you know, you got to wait to be discovered. And then, you know, a lot of people think you got to have an agent or manager to do the work for you. And really nothing could be further from the truth. There's a great opportunity right now to learn how to, you know, adapt your works yourself, make and build relationships with potential buyers and producers yourself, and really become the expert purveyor of your own work.
And you don't have to be a celebrity or a best-selling author. In fact, nowadays, you don't even have to have your book published yet to have it optioned for a movie or TV show.
You're absolutely right, Steve. Hollywood benefits a great deal from all of the hard work that that an author or even a manuscript author has put into their work. You know, it saves them time and money from developing their own ideas and you know, really developing rich characters and storylines. So the fact that something, you know, is not a bestseller or, you know, hasn't seen the light of day yet doesn't really matter because it's the stories we're after.
Some people might say, well, I'll just send out query letters and books to people in Hollywood and take my chances. Now, you teach a different approach. Tell me what's different.
It's a great question, and it comes down to this. Hollywood is a one-shot town. You've got one chance on your project to get it sold or made. Or you've got one chance with each relationship or producer that you're talking to. So you've really got to hit it out of the park the first time around. And what Hollywood is interested in is working with people that understand the market, that have a particular property that is relevant to the market that they work in, and that has done some of the work that that producer is going to need to do to get that thing made.
Well, I'm really impressed with your Sell Your Book to Hollywood program, and I'm really proud to partner with you on promoting it because you and these major Hollywood insiders are showing authors for the first time how it's really not nearly as hard as they think to get their story onto screen. And in a nutshell, Nat, what are the key things that you're teaching people?
Well, we're helping them first identify in their work what is the appropriate adaptation and how do you adapt that material? So what are Hollywood buyers really looking for? We then teach how to, once you've adapted the material and you've developed the appropriate materials, which we teach you how to develop, how to target potential buyers, what to say, what they respond to, and then if you're lucky enough to get a deal, we teach you the main points of deal making, what to watch out for, and how to protect yourself.
I know one of the things that you teach people is to write a treatment. Tell us what a treatment is.
A treatment is, the way that I describe it is that it's a, you know, it's anywhere from 7 to 10 or 12 pages of prose that depicts the screen version of the story based on your book. So it's not a summary of the book, which is a key distinction. It is the story, the screen story that's based on your book. So, and it would be, you know, sort of custom tailored for a feature film or for a television series or for a reality television series. You know, the needs that go are different depending on the eventual outcome of the property.
And I think you really hit a home run on another thing, and that is that people don't just learn how to write a treatment, but they learn what is the ideal format for their book, the format they should be going after.
Absolutely. We teach people how to understand the market and to be able to quickly and easily assess what market their project is right for. If you're able to assess that accurately, you're not going to pound your head against the wall for years trying to convince somebody to make a feature film out of your clearly television idea. So it's a really high leverage skill.
And what are the possible formats that a book, you know, might turn into? It might be a film with a major Hollywood studio, it might be a documentary. What are some of the other formats?
There are so many formats these days, but I'll boil it down to a select few. You've got what we call blockbuster or tentpole movies, which are the big, you know, Hollywood studio movies. Then you've got what I refer to as the traditional independent movies, which are actually quite big and star-driven still. And then you've got these micro-budget indie movies. And that kind of, you know, sort of boils down the feature film landscape, although that's not even true because you've got Movie of the Week, which is designed for television. And then to further branch out in television, you've got one-hour dramas. You have half-hour comedies and sitcoms, and then you have this ever-expanding market of reality television. And then beyond that, you've got online distribution and web series. And then even beyond that, you've got now this new and highly lucrative, you know, space of video games. So really, the format possibilities and market possibilities are endless.
So you're really helping authors see their work in a new way, and you're really teaching them how to think like a Hollywood producer, and then be able to communicate like a Hollywood producer.
Yeah, absolutely. And not only that, it can be a lot of fun because it gives your project a new life and can really invoke kind of some new creative lifeblood into the work and into the process. So it's a lot of fun to see your work in a new way.
If somebody wants to get their book published by a major publisher, they need a literary agent. But in Hollywood, one of the things that you've told me is that actually having an agent to get a movie deal really is not the way to go. Instead, you're better off finding an up-and-coming producer. Is that right?
That's absolutely right, and it couldn't be more true, especially for the self-published author. What we're really teaching is to stop pounding your head against that agent wall and spending time fruitless time trying to get a Hollywood agent, and instead to get in the driver's seat yourself, learn some not overly complex skills that are fairly straightforward to learn, yet that are extremely high leverage, and get in that driver's seat and start down the path of finding your own hungry producer that's really out there looking for unique material that comes from unique and fresh voices like yours, and really get on the road to, you know, to getting a film made or a television series, you know, up on the air.
So some big takeaways here. One is Hollywood is hungrier than ever for great stories and ideas. Two, whether your book is published, self-published, or unpublished, you can sell it to Hollywood. And the reason is that you're going to need to adapt your work anyway and package it a little differently. Three, don't go to an agent to try to get a deal in Hollywood. That's how it works in publishing. If you want a publisher, sure. If you want to get published by a major publisher, then you want a literary agent. But in Hollywood, if you want a movie deal, you want to find an up-and-coming producer in the right market. And Nat and his team show you how to do that. One of the keys we talked about is to write a 7-to-10-page treatment of your book so they can see what it would look like on screen. Don't just send them your book or manuscript. They don't have time to read it. And a treatment shows them what it will look like, and it really makes you seem like a real insider, a bona fide person that is giving them an idea they can run with. Now, even if you're still in the process of writing your book, now is the time, wherever you are, to learn how to craft what you're doing and how to package it so that you can land a lucrative movie deal or TV deal. You can take Nat's program from the comfort of your home over the internet, but the price will be going up soon. So if you want to turn your book someday into a TV reality series, if it's nonfiction, say, or if you've got a fiction book and you want to turn it into a movie, go right now to www.sellyourbooktohollywood.com.